I love those kids, folks. I hope you're praying for them. I mean, that's been a blessing to me and this church. And now here they are out here with these guys preaching on the street. Boy, that's what you call evangelism. That's evangelism. That's the definition of evangelism. Hosea chapter number 1. Hosea chapter 1 and verse number 1. Hosea 1:1. The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea, and the Lord said to Hosea, Go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms, and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. And the Lord said unto him, Call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the house, or the blood of Jezreel, upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. Came to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And God said, call her name Lo-ruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Now when she'd weaned Lo-ruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. And then said God, call his name Lo-ami, for ye are not my people, I will not be your God. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said of them, Ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, Ye are the sons of the living God. Father, I pray that you'd anoint the messenger and bless your holy word as it goes forth. In Jesus' name, amen. Hosea in Hebrew means God saves. Jehoshua means God saves. Many different combinations of the same word mean the same thing. Jehovah saves. And if you are the stripe of the new, you say Yahweh saves. I'll stick with Jehovah till they show me some reason to depart from Jehovah. Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh. Here in Hosea chapter number 1, we have the case of Gomer, who is sold into slavery. She's sold into slavery. Father, bless this service this morning. There's a spirit in here that comes against me. It's been coming against me now, time and time again. And our brothers and sisters can feel it. I feel it. And Heavenly Father, I don't know who these people are, and I don't know what's going on inside their soul. But they must realize this is the church of God. We're not playing games in here. Souls weigh in the balance, our Heavenly Father. They may have their personal bone to pick. They may have some of their own jealousies or hatreds. Father, I don't know what it is, but it's been wearing down on me week after week. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I come before Thee this morning and judge between me and them. Heavenly Father, my life and their life. We put it on right now. We put our lives before Thee. My Heavenly Father, I've called on Your name, and I plead the blood of Christ to cleanse me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Heavenly Father, I'm up here this morning to minister to people, but our Heavenly Father, we have an element sitting here right now. They are eaten up to their soul, and they don't realize it, and I pray for them. I pray for them in Jesus' name. I've been at this a long time, Lord. I've had to deal with every kind of a spirit you can think of. And this morning, in the name of Jesus, I plead with you, whoever you are right now, stop it, quit it, get on your knees, get confession for it, put it behind you, and go on with God. And you can live. But in Jesus' name, I bring you right now before the Father. I bring you before the Father. This is not a game. Don't walk out of this house today with that down on your soul. In Jesus' name, for His sake I pray. Amen. Lord, lift that binding spirit from the house of God. You just blessed us through these kids. I love these kids. They have a sweetness about them. There's something about them that ministers to our heart and to our soul. But there's an element in this church, my Heavenly Father, that has no concept of what's going on. I don't know if it's all jealousy. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, in the name of the Son of God, we bring them before Thee and bind that spirit and break it by the blood of Christ. Amen. You tell us in Scripture that that spirit cannot stand in the congregation of the righteous. So we've come together in Your name, Lord. I'm just the preacher. That's all I am. Profess to be no more than that in Thy holy name. Amen. I have to do what I have to do. I've been at this a long time. We've got hell in this church this morning. Hosea chapter number 1, Gomer. Gomer is there. She has come to the block to be sold. And Hosea goes to buy her from the selling block. And when he goes to buy her from the selling block, it is a beautiful picture of the grace of God where He bought us from the selling block. We were all at one time in the congregation of the slave, ready to be sold into slavery, bound by the power of hell. We were all about ourselves. We were living for ourselves. Our life was selfish. Me, myself, and I. That's all we lived for. And so the Bible in the book of Hosea is a beautiful picture of the great redeeming power of Almighty God. And redemption is the great message that we preach today to unsaved people. If you take redemption out of the Bible, dear friend, you have gutted the Scripture of His power. You hath He redeemed that were dead in our trespasses and our sins. To be redeemed is to be bought back to God by the blood of the Son of God. Amen. Some of you this morning have never been through what you're going to go through this morning. You've never been in a service where there is spiritual battle that rages like it rages in this house today. I have preached thousands of times over a 42-year period of time in places that you cannot imagine. And there is such a suppression in here today that it is unbelievable. And God has already started cleaning Temple Baptist Church out. We got rid of Jezebel. Jezebel's spirit is gone from this house, and we have a lot of people that are breathing a sigh of relief. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about, probably just as well off that you don't. But there is still a spirit at Temple that hates us. It wants to destroy us. It wants to tear this church down. And God is blessing this church. Amen. Amen. Enough of Hosea. I want to talk to you today. Would you listen to me? I'm not going to talk about what I've got here. I talk about a church that I love. I love Temple Baptist Church. I pour my heart and my soul into this place. Let me say to you today, if you don't like Temple Baptist Church, and your mind and your heart is out here somewhere, go out there wherever it is. Do these people a favor in this house and go where your heart leads you, because you're not in the right place. But if you want to put your heart here at Temple, if you want to fellowship with these people, if you want to love these people, if you want to bear them up and bear their burdens and hold their hand when they're sick and go to their bedside and pray with them and become part of their lives, God bless you, we want you to. That's the way it ought to be. That's the fellowship of the saints. You can't pull yourself into a shell. You can't lock the world out. You can't just say it, me, myself, and mine, and I. It won't work that way. I have never seen in all the years that I've pastored what I want to see. What's that, preacher? I would love to see this whole house, everybody in this house today, where you love each other, where you fellowship with each other, where you bear one another's burdens, where you pray for each other, when you really care about each other, where you get involved with each other's lives. And when one of you is sick, one of you cry, one of you hurt, other people are going to cry. They're going to hurt. They're going to fellowship with you. And it's going to do something for your soul, my friend, that words won't do. None of this other stuff, or this sham, this surface stuff, it's not going to do you any good. Where is the power in the church of God? Where's the power in the church of God? It comes by real fellowship of the saints. A lot of people are afraid. They're afraid to take hold. They're afraid to put something down. They're afraid to become part of what they need to do for whatever reason. God knows. knows. I'm not the Lord. I can't judge your heart. But I can tell you this, you're missing something. And the church is so shallow because of that. There's no power in the church. The power comes from the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that binds us all together. When these kids are up here singing, I think, my, they're just young people. They're 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old. And I saw things in them that I haven't seen in a long time. I saw a companion, a camaraderie. I see they're come together. They love each other. They're a hold of each other. They depend upon each other. And I thought, how sweet that is. What a precious thing that is. What, how wonderful it is for God's people to take hold of each other and help each other and pray for each other. There's nothing greater than that. But Satan drives a wedge into the midst of us. He segments us. He pulls us apart. And we can come in here and talk about all the great doctrines of the Bible, and we believe this, and we believe that, and it's just so much hot air. If there is no power in our lives, there ought to be power. Did you know that man that came from Michigan that sat down on that second row? How many remember him? Just a few days ago, he came down from Michigan. He and his wife sat on that second row. They drove all the way down here so he could be anointed with oil. Did you know what happened to him? He just sent an email and he said, "Preacher," he said, "I had an advanced stage of prostate cancer." He said, "It was bad. It was real bad." He said, "Preacher, they did surgery. They checked the lymph nodes under my arms. They say there's no presence of cancer. They say the cancer's gone. It's not there anymore. It's gone. It's gone." I would see more people healed from cancer. I would see more drunks delivered from drunk. I would see more dope addicts delivered from dope. I would see more saved. We can see them saved. That's our heritage. That's who we are. It should not shock you that God can heal cancer. It should not shock you that God can save a son or a daughter, a husband or a wife. I go in my closet right now and there are kids in this church that I call their name out before God. And I say, "Lord, their parents are worried, and save them for Jesus' sake." I pray for the sick in this church. I pray for a family's friend that are breaking up under your nose. Homes that are coming apart. Right here at Temple Baptist Church. It breaks my heart to see that happen. But it's happening right here inside the walls of this building. Not just your marriage. Not just your marriage. Not just your marriage. My dear friend, marriage after marriage after marriage. Right now, of people who say that they're saved by the grace of God, their home is coming apart. It ought not to be so. Do we believe what we say we believe? Yes. Do we believe it enough to pray about it? Yes. Are you really praying, or are you just talking about it? Yes. My God wants us to pray. Yes. If we're not praying, we're playing. Yes. Amen. Yes. Why don't we pray today? Yes. Why don't we pray today? Yes. Why don't we get up out of our seats and walk down here and get on our knees and say, "Lord, oh God, I've got a lot to pray about. And I have, my dear friends." Why don't you do it? Come down here right now and let's call upon God. Let's pray that that spirit leave this house. The Holy Ghost inside my soul is so grieved. My, I go to bed with this and get up with it. This grieving, suppressing spirit that's trying to drive us down and destroy us. This is a good church. Temple Baptist Church is a good church. These are good people. They love the Lord. We've got a lot of good people in this house. We've got a lot of prayer warriors in this house. And that's why Satan hates us so much. That's why he works so hard against this church. That's why he is the enemy of the cross of Christ. Always has been, always will be. Let's pray, dear friend. Let's go back to our roots. Let's go back to where we came from. Let's go back to our grandfather, our great-grandfather, our great-great-grandfathers and grandmothers. Let's go back to the faith of our fathers. Let's pull ourselves out of this dead, untoward, spiritually dead generation. And let's call upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Let's call upon the Lord Jesus. He said, call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. Satan, you cannot have them. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. In the name of the Lord, amen. 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 Let's pray. Our Father, I thank you that we can call on your name. Lord, I love these people. I love this church. I love the work that you put me in. My Heavenly Father, I wake up in the morning and I rejoice because of... I rejoice because of what you've called me to do. I remember where you brought me from. I know what... Lord God, I know what I used to be. I'll never forget where I came from. But here you are. You put me in the church of God. And you called me to preach. And you gave me a pastorate. And now here I am. Trying to lead young people. Trying to lead middle-aged people. And older people in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Father, I can't do this on my own. Lord, I need thee. I need thee this morning. I need thy strength today. God, help me. Give me what I need from thee. In the name of Jesus. Our Father, this is a spiritual war. It's battle like we've never known before. Oh, how it's coming against our people. My Father, in Jesus' name, we lift up a standard this morning. We raise a banner. We will not go down into the dark, into the night, silent. We will fight until the last breath of this body. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood this morning against my enemy. Be warned, Satan. I don't quit. I'll come against you with everything in me. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over this congregation. In thy holy name, I pray that you'd hear the souls and the hearts of the people that call unto you. And I'll bless you and glorify you. And I'll praise you, for you're the good Lord. Thy holy, righteous name I pray. Father, thank you. Thank you. I lay it before you. Heavenly Father, you remember Hezekiah. How he laid the letters before you. You remember how Hezekiah came in there and laid them down, Lord? My Father, I'm doing that right now. I'm laying all these letters out before thee. In the name of Jesus, I've entered into the sanctuary of the Lord. And I lay them out before you, Father. And here they are. In thy righteous name I pray. And I give them to thee. Blessed righteous one, forgive the folk. Forgive everybody in here. Cleanse them and hear their prayers. God, may we draw nigh to thee. And our Heavenly Father, may our enemy know that regardless of how he's deceived and fooled and tricked and whatever he's done, that he's a defeated foe. He's got to know that. Thy holy name I pray. And for Jesus' sake I ask it. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Amen.
Would you young people come up here and sing that second song you sang, Where There's Hope? Our brother mentioned the wreck out there on Emory Road where this motorcyclist hit the side of a car, killed a little baby in the back, and killed a motorcyclist. And it was right after that that they sang that song, Brother Davis, Hope. I don't know the title of it, but they were singing about hope. Now look at this. These are just young people. This is their future. Folks, I've been here 72 years. I've already lived a long time. But what's their future? Right. What's their hope? Right. Put your heart into what they're singing. Tune yourself to their heart. Listen to what they say.
Thank you, preacher. We just love everything that's going on here. We love this church. We love what God's done for us. And young people, when they get up and sing, they're just trying to share the love of God. They're just trying to share. They're just trying to bless, you know. And we thank God for it. So thank you so much. Happy birthday, preacher. Kids out, laughing, singing maybe, just sunshine, bright sunny day, and then that turn that'll never be forgotten, that one turn into that Chick-fil-A, and her granddaughter steps into eternity. And I went by there the other day, I saw a little purple teddy bear. They do the monument thing on the side of the road. And it just, it hurt, because I'm thinking of that grandmother. I don't know her name. I don't know who she is. But some of you that, if you can find it out, maybe send her a card. Think about the dark midnight that descended on her when it dawned on her what happened, you know? The darkness that came over the whole family. Was it his mom or was it her mom? That's the grandmother. You can just imagine it. And some of you in here, you have that kind of darkness right now. You're just in, something is going on in your family. Something is hurting. You come up to the altar and give it to the Lord. And you'll walk away with hope. With hope. With hope.
Even in the blackest midnight, I have a lamp to guide my way. For the light of God's love shines in my heart. It turns the
crossing the calm sea with Jesus, the disciples were getting concerned. The wind started violently blowing, but he was asleep in the stern. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid.
Held on with all of your might, child, your pride.
to say something. It's, the Lord's been working on me all morning, and I'm basically about 10 years older than most of these here, and I'm 26, and I was telling Brother Rob, I'm trying to finish my master's degree there at UT. I should be finished this December, but man, I've been fighting. The devil's just been all over me, just trying to bring me down, and just seems like there's no way out. And I think back into high school when I learned how to play guitar, I played bass, I was in a rock band. And then I took a stand somewhat of not, they wanted to sing a song, and I was like, no, I'm not going to sing that song. They wanted to play in some bars, and I said, no, I'm not going to play in any bars. So they kicked me out. I was so mad at the time. But I look back now, and I just thank God that He gave me these abilities to be able to play instruments, because now I can use it for Him. And He's heard my cry every time. Girls, if you can help me sing the second verse, I don't think I'm going to make it through it.
Didn't you without any warning, the storm of your life has begun. Seeing no hope in the distance, you're frightened with nowhere to run. Right now your vessel is failing, and you're thinking that you'll surely drown. Cried out for help from the Savior, and you know that you can't give up now, because you've prayed all night, because you've held on with all of your might. Child, your cries have awoken the Master.
So deadly, the water so deep, but try to be patient, cause soon He'll bring peace. Just one word from His voice, and it all must cease. Because you prayed all night, cause you held on with all your might, child, your cry.
Saving me, because I had no idea what He was going to bring into my life, but He saved me, and I'm just so thankful. And you know, no matter what you go through, God is so good. No matter what trials that you go through, no matter what the devil tries to bring in your life, God is still good.
As I look back on all of my days, so many times.
Out there may want to go, but I could sit here all day. That's good. I'm going to tell you something now. I'm going to tell you something from my heart and from my soul. God's going to send revival to Temple Baptist Church, and it's going to come through these young people. Mark it down. It's going to come through the young people. And I'm ready. Hallelujah. They're going to get my support 1,000%. 1,000%. He's going to do it. You haven't heard me say that before, but he's going to do it. Yeah, brother, come on up here. Amen. God bless you.
Listen, it's prayer that's generating this. It is. It's not human effort. And I know that we have a praying pastor, a praying pastor's wife, and saints in this church, whether young or old. You're praying this in. This is not human. This is not a human spirit. This is the Spirit of God, and it's prayed in. You saints, keep praying. You may not you might be shy. You may not want to get up here. You maybe, you know, you say, can God use me? If you'll get in that closet and you'll pray. Absolutely. And you'll pray to God. I promise you. I can feel. I talk to the young people, preacher. They can feel their prayers.
Yes.
They can feel it. And we know it. And so thank you so much for all your prayers from the top to the bottom.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you.
Now, right now, some of you may not care much about a revival, but when you see it begin, it has a magnetism about it. It's a real move of God. It'd be a hard thing to just push it aside. It's coming. It's coming. And it's going to come through the young people. God bless them. Amen. Let's stand up and have a word of prayer. Let you go. Say, man, this wasn't on the menu, preacher. No, we didn't know what was on the menu. We just said, here, Lord, here we are. You do whatever you want to with it. I'm happy with the service. I don't know about you. But I got something good today. I did. I got something good. I'll take it with me, Lord of God. Amen. All right, let's pray. Brother Kent, will you dismiss us, please?